Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you again for another day of walking conscious of you and knowing that there's just so much love available that we don't want to miss out on one little minute of it, Lord. So thank you. Thank you for your amazing love that lets us realize you have got a purpose for us to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So we thank you for this wonderful reality of fellowship, a wonderful reality of experience exceedingly abundantly above because of your presence, your goodness, and your favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 5, 16 to 18. Let me emphasize this. As you yield to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. When your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit, you hinder Him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your self-life from dominating you. So then, the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit. But when you yield to the life of the Spirit, you will no longer be living under the law, but soaring above.
Amen. You know, this is so beautiful. You know, we all came into this world, and the first things that were important and what you were seeing and was real to us was our family, our parents. And that was a big reality. And then later on, we would then grow and experience where their heart was and what they loved and what they didn't love. And that was it, you know. We thought that's what we were made for. And then we ran into some good things and then also into some bad things. But, you know, praise God, when we started realizing little keys was, hey, we come from God. We are His children. And then our eyes start opening up to there's another dimension. There's a dimension greater than the natural dimension, and it's in heaven, and it's for us. It's a God that loves us, a big brother that rejoiced when the earth was made and rejoiced in the idea of brothers and sisters in His image and likeness. But then we are left aside and put aside because of the fall. But praise God, He came in that and He brought us back. And so now there's nothing lacking. And now we are co-heirs with Jesus. That's why we need to be in the vine. Amen. Looking to Him, listening to Him, because He's the author and the perfecter of our faith. So that's what it's all about. And then as I prayed this morning, it's about this amazing love, which is an amazing adventure and experience. And yes, it's in the midst of the squeezings. It's in the squeezings that when we look to the Lord, it's in the valley of the shadow of death that we look to the Lord, and then the Lord comes through and He prepares a table for us. So this world has been set up now for us to grow up, to look to God and get answers. And yeah, so that's just the encouragement again. You know, when you just naturally and you're just thinking naturally, then you carnal. But when you're taking hold of these great and precious promises, as it says, desire the pure spiritual milk. When you wake up to that pure spiritual milk, the great and precious promises, you start waking up to that there's a dimension out there that you were made for it, speaking about heaven, and God has got the best intentions for you, and then you start pushing into it. I love just before this, Gary shared last night already, but that's beautiful message just to go through now and just stir yourself up.
Gary's message was about not being drunk with wine, for that's debauchery, but ever be filled and stimulated with Holy Spirit, referring to Ephesians 5:18 in Amplified Classic. It's important for you to know that you are instructed in God's Word to ever be filled with the Spirit, that is, to be filled at all times. And the long and the short is, when we ask God for something that you need, we need more of Him as our most important and most basic need. We need more of God more than we need anything else.
And so the first thing is turning to God, getting born again, receiving the Spirit, once you got the Spirit, it says you're not in the flesh any longer. But then also goes on there in Romans 8 to just point out the importance of not being carnal, but being spiritual, setting your mind on the things of the Spirit so that you can go and flow with God, working together with the Lord. Your labor is not in vain. And working together with the Lord, the grace of God is not in vain. It's to your gain. And what's the grace of God? God says so beautifully, my grace is your sufficiency. So it's your sufficiency that he gives us every day to be in the light as he's in the light. Amen. Arise and shine, because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.